Good morning, Reverend Steve here. Welcome to our Easter Day service. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. It's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. You should find on the website the service order for today and a song. I'm trying to post a picture as well of our Easter cross. So thank you for joining us. The Lord be with you. We now prepare ourselves for confession. I invite you to think of anything that you'd like to bring to God, to say sorry for, and to do that right now. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. Let us therefore rejoice by putting away all malice and evil and confessing our sins with a sincere and true heart. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. There are two readings today, Acts 10, 34 to 43, and John 20, 1 to 18. I was just reading the reading from John this morning. So John 20, 1 to 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, and lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in the place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was him. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father, and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. It's so beautifully told, isn't it? With such an economy of words, an intense, I think, sense of reality. As I always think when I come to, especially the Gospel of John, maybe, there's this sense that it really, really happened. And that's absolutely true of today. Mary, who's Jesus' friend, she still can't believe he's dead. We often have this, don't we, when we've lost someone. The next day it seems completely unreal. She misses him. She takes a huge risk by going out on her own in the dark and going to the tomb. I think we read that and skip over it, but it was exceptionally risky for a woman to be on her own. It was unacceptable in that society, and she would really have put herself in harm's way. When she gets there, of course, the stone has gone. That massive stone has been rolled away. When she tells Peter and John that he's gone, and she wonders where he's been taken. And so the two male disciples run. I love the detail again here. I presume John is much younger and faster than Peter, so he gets there first. You imagine Peter puffing his way up the hill, possibly, and getting to the tomb. They realise that he is not there. A bit later, Mary is weeping, and an angel comes to speak to her. And then she meets the person she thinks is the gardener. That is, until he uses her name, Mary, he says. It's amazing, isn't it, just how precious it is when God knows us each by name. Our name is the most precious word that we have about ourselves, and God uses it. He gives her an astounding thing to do. He says, go and tell them what's happened. Maybe he thinks, you know, the story said that John and Peter just went home, so maybe they hadn't told anyone. And he entrusts to Mary the job of being the first evangelist, to go and preach the first sermon, to go and tell the followers, Christ is risen, Christ is risen. What might we say? What might we take from this amazing and beautiful reading? One, I think, and maybe the most important point, and of course there'll be more points if you listen to the longer version of this service, but this is the one point I want to make. It looked like it was over. All the evidence looked as though it was over, but it wasn't over. It wasn't over. What had happened was Christ had risen, a new life was possible, a new life of hope was possible. And I think that's really the story of the resurrection and the resurrection moments we all feel in our own lives. It's never over till God calls it over. And on this day, we are celebrating in the midst of such suffering and difficulty in our world at the moment that when all is said and done, always, love wins. Love wins in the end, and death cannot hold us. And I think that's a most beautiful message. The Benedictines have it there. One of their sayings is, always we begin again. Always we begin again. When things look like they're over, they're not over, because God has not called them over. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we pray. We pray today for those who are working in our hospitals, drivers, teachers, all the people that are keeping our society going. We thank you for their steadfastness. We thank you for their bravery. And Father, we pray over the whole world, Lord, that you will bring an end to this coronavirus. Father, we ask you to help fill us with this resurrection power, the power of hope, the power of joy in the face of adversity, and the power that sends us out to serve and to be with those around us. Amen. If you're listening to this with someone else, why not share the peace with them? The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, peace be with you. Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you. I ask you now, if you've got together some bread and maybe some wine or juice, have it ready now as we go through the Eucharistic prayer. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. But chiefly are we bound to praise you because you raised him gloriously from the dead. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore with angels and with the company of heaven and archangels, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you for ever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. I invite you now, if you have the elements with you, to take communion. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. And we say together, may we, who share Christ's body, live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, this is nearly the end of the service. I wish you nothing but good things, and I wish you a very, very happy Easter day. Please go well and stay safe. The blessing. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we may not be together, but we are together in spirit. So go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.